Welcome back to Comment with me, George Galloway, here on Press TV. Definitely still the voice of the voiceless. Comment is the big conversation. It's the great debate. But it can only be if you join in. That's why I need your calls, your SMS, your emails, and even now your Twitter. So please get busy. Tonight we're discussing the crisis in Palestine, caused at least proximately by the decision announced by that paragon of ill virtue, Zippy Livni, that the promised release of Palestinian prisoners would not now take place, even though that was one of the important bases on which the Palestinian Authority went to Washington for these long and fruitless negotiations in the first place. The resistance group Islamic Jihad has announced that it is now on the lookout for Israeli soldiers to snatch and exchange for those prisoners. Another Shalit affair would appear perhaps to be in the offing. And of course, every day of every week, Israel continues to commit crimes against international law and against humanity. The continuing paving over the occupied territories is well known around the world, and nobody lifts a finger to stop it. Every week, it appears, Israel announces hundreds of more units for settlers in occupied Palestinian land, and still they're subject to no sanction or punishment of any kind. And the ethnic cleansing of Jerusalem has been proceeding apace for a long time, but has now reached the extraordinary situation where for more than a month, all water to the Palestinian residents in Jerusalem has been cut off. Can you imagine if any other country willfully cut off water supplies to people living under its military occupation? Can you imagine the trouble that that would cause in the world? Can you imagine the Security Council? Can you imagine all the talk of cuts and sanctions that would inevitably ensue? Imagine if Russia were to cut off essential supplies to parts of its country because of its policy towards those parts of the country. We would never hear the end of it. Yet nobody, even I, did not know until this evening that for an entire month, Jerusalem Arab Palestinian residents have been cut off of all water. It's really unbelievable. Baz is in Los Angeles. Well, Baz, it's good to hear from you again. Is Israel deliberately causing a crisis?
Hi, George. Thanks for having me on again.
Great to hear from you. Go on.
Well, we can speak for hours about the nuances. We can speak for, 60 years of nuances about what's happening between Israel and the Palestinians. But, again, the main point of all this is that Israel doesn't want peace. It doesn't want a Palestinian state. It wants land. It wants all the land from its current border all the way to Jordan, and it wants to ethnically cleanse all that land of any Arab and any Palestinian. So, there's really not much more to say about it beyond that. What's happening now in East Jerusalem, I think, is just, a strategy to kind of Gazify that area.
Yeah.
There's been a drought recently in that part of the world, and they're trying to divert the water resources to, their own settlements.
Baz, that 1 mile from East Jerusalem, just 1 mile, in Ma'ale Adumim, which they call a settlement, but which is in fact like Beverly Hills, the water sprinklers for the lawns and the beautiful flowers and the deep and beautiful swimming pools are going full scale. There's absolutely no reduction at all in water consumption in illegal settlements, not 1 mile from the pictures that you've just seen of the Jerusalem residents without water at all,
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. But there's plenty of water for the people in Gaza, too. There's plenty of water for everybody. But you know, as part of their long-term plan is, you know, they want these people to leave, you know. So they've basically turned Gaza and now it looks like Eastern Jerusalem into a kind of Warsaw ghetto to inflict so much misery on these people to either get them to leave willingly or, you know, they're perfectly happy to have them wither away and die in any way. I mean, there are ultimately strategies to get rid of these people.
Well, you know, the, comparison
one way or another,
you make,
they've got to go.
The comparison you make, Baz, is an extremely powerful one. It's a controversial one, but I believe it's an accurate one. What
I
else
know that,
is,
George. That's why I said it. This is a very dire situation.
What
I
else?
Mean, what other comparison can we make?
Exactly. What else is Gaza but a Warsaw ghetto? And when the people, the heroes of the uprising of the Warsaw ghetto, who decided they'd rather die on their feet than live on their knees, desperate for food and water, rose up and tackled their besiegers, those who were keeping them in that Warsaw ghetto. They were rightly hailed and are remembered in history as freedom fighters, as heroes. Yet the Palestinians, when they rise up out of their Warsaw ghetto, are called terrorists in your country and in my country, never mind in the country that's doing the besieging.
Well, it's a crime against humanity, George. There's no other way to describe it. I can't comprehend the misery that those people have been undergoing for all these last decades. You know, no food, no water. You know that the Israelis have basically put them on a daily calorie count, only letting enough food from the UN to go in to keep these people barely alive.
Yeah.
You know, no proper sewage, no electricity. How can we live like that? I mean, I'd ask the people in the United States, in the UK, in Western Europe, or anywhere else in the world to live like that just for one day.
Well, Baz, the United Nations said about a month ago, maybe two, that Gaza was close to being unfit for human habitation. The question is, what are they doing about it? Nothing.
That's right, George. It just makes me sad to be part of, you know, this this kind of behavior, you know.
And I've got to add a postscript, Baz. The junta in Egypt have decided to compound all of this misery by locking the gates, destroying the tunnels, doing Israel's work in murdering the Palestinians, nearly 2 million of them, in Gaza.
Make a comment about Egypt, George.
Yeah, go on.
The Egyptian people thought that they had been successful in overthrowing their dictator. And the wool has been pulled over their eyes because the United States has basically replaced one dictator for another. And they're no different. They've replaced one Caesar for another.
And
so the
Baz,
Egyptian people...
Baz, more fool those idiots who, in the name of secularism or leftism, supported this junta coming to power and pretending that somehow a new Nasser had arrived on the scene. Nasser was ready to die to liberate the Palestinian people. These people in this junta are doing Israel's work in murdering the Palestinian people in Gaza.
Money has a strange effect on people, George. You know, U.S. dollars, and, you know, like I said, it's they replaced one Mubarak for another, a different face, a different name, but it's basically business as usual.
Baz, a pleasure to talk to you, as always, out there in Los Angeles. Let's go to Malta. Mario is there. Mario, is Israel deliberately causing this crisis?
Hello, George. How are you?
By the grace of God, I'm good. Go ahead, sir.
All right. No, you know what I think, George? Pakistan can't do nothing because she's in deep down in hell, you know. I think we should do something. European, England, France, Germany, you know. The people should go against their own government and tell them to stop protest, you know. Stop. It can't still go on like this, children dying, like you said, just said now, you know. Why? Because of Israel. That is Israel and the Saudis. These are the worst dictators in the world, you know. Why? We should protest. Go against your government in England, Cameron or Obama. What is the kind of worst kind of people these people?
Mario, great call. Powerful and emotional, as always. Thank you for it. Just across the water in Lebanon from Malta, Herr Hatch is on the line. Herr Hatch, welcome.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. George.
Good evening to you.
For the Palestinians, I am seeing whatever the Americans did to the Indians, the same thing the Jews are doing to the Palestinian people. Imagine what kind of Palestinian people they are living in their own country, in camps.
Yeah.
Like you see, this camp and that camp and that camp in their own country. Second of all, for the prisoners' release. Every day they are taking more prisoners than they are releasing them.
Yeah.
What kind of joke is that?
Yeah.